today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, I have a question for you. Are there any songs you discovered on the podcast?
I will answer that question with a question, Patrick.
Okay, what?
Who could win a rabbit? That goes way back.
Yeah, it does. I think that was my first perfect pop.
It was. And I love that song.
Oh, it's so good. Love the Animal Collective.
Okay, let's keep this thing going.
Yeah, man.
We have all these folks gathered for Suburbs Fest, and so let's record episodes with them, right?
Absolutely.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foss.
And with us today, today's guest, Adam Koop from Louisville, Kentucky. Hello.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm setting the 10-minute timer. Go, Adam.
So before I get into my topic, I'll just ask you one more time. Did you ever think you would help create a community like this?
No.
It's incredible. We were talking about it last night that we've been talking with each other on Facebook and Zoom for 4 or 5 years.
Amazing.
But last night was the first time a lot of us met face-to-face.
It was very surreal.
Yeah.
It was like walking around inside one of those Friday night
right.
nannies,
yeah.
and then you turn your body, and you're like, right. there's the whole Craig Rose, and not just this top half.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It was incredible.
I think Eric said it best. He goes, you're real.
Yeah.
You're a real person.
Yeah.
But Keith Jacobson, we met for the first time last night when he was hopping in my van, right? Just I lured him into my van with a trip to the record store.
Sweet.
So. But
yes.
It's phenomenal. Everyone was great. Looking forward to tonight.
So much
fun. And the rest of the weekend as well.
And Coop is wearing a Mouse Rat t-shirt, folks, which I believe is from Parks and Rec.
It is.
Is that right? Yeah.
It is.
Guys band of Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Mouse Rat.
Mouse Rat, yes.
I do have a topic
All
for
right.
you since we're celebrating the podcast and our friendship. What bands have you been introduced to from podcasts from listeners?
Oh,
so
question.
I've got a few. We've got The Accidentals. Keith Jacobson
yeah,
had them on. Talked
absolutely.
About them. They just had a new album yesterday.
Oh, really?
As well.
I didn't know
yeah.
that. Wow,
yeah.
fantastic.
The Accidentals, just beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Great songwriting. And then I thanked Nick Scalera last night for The Beths.
Okay.
The yeah, Beths
that's
is definitely
good,
a big
very
one.
Good one.
Yeah,
yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I've now own everything on vinyl.
It's beautiful.
Easy to do with them. So.
Yeah.
But the last one, and I'm not sure, it might have been just the two of you that brought up Jeff Rosenstock.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm crazy about Jeff Rosenstock. He's coming to Nashville in December.
Wow.
We already have our tickets for
it. Wow,
so.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be great live. I have yet to see him.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go once, and I was sick. I couldn't go.
Oh, okay.
But it was our friend Nate who turned
Nate
us on.
Scott.
Nate
yeah,
Scott turned
was
us on.
The one who first got us into that.
There are
yeah.
so many bands I've been introduced to.
Oh, my gosh. Innumerable. Yeah,
you
really.
Know, from podcast listeners, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'll tell a quick story. Mm-hmm. Just I don't want to take too much of your time here, but since BJ's here, I forgot to tell you this last night, BJ. I went to see Jason Isbell just a couple of weeks ago, and Waxahachie was opening.
Great.
And it's Katie Crutchfield, right?
Yep.
And her backing band is Bonnie Doon.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So that's essentially the Waxahachie is Katie and Bonnie Doon, members of Bonnie Doon, who BJ turned me on to.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And... they at one point she even let them play one of their songs, which was really great.
I love that.
Mike Snyder was there too, right? Mike, remember that? It was that one that goes, "You are who you're supposed to be." I don't know if that's the title of the song or what the song is called, but anyway, it's a really nice song. So anyway, yeah, so there you go.
Steady rolling by.
What about you?
I would say, you know, the one that jumped right to the top of my head, as Jim said, there's a lot, but our friend Jimmy Linetti likes this band called The Men. And for some reason, they kind of were right up my alley. They kind of have this sort of indie rock slouch to them, and they have these hooks that they kind of bury on purpose. And that's, you know, I kind of really like that. And that's a group I had never heard of, never consumed them, but Jimmy would always call it up and say, The Men have a new album or like a new EP. And that, so that's one that jumped right to the top for me.
I'm glad you mentioned that name, because this points out how stupid I am. I think it was Jimmy Linetti who told me about Bonnie Doon. Am I mixing up? Because I know BJ was kind of like quizzically like, what are you talking about? And but another Minnesotan. That's why I mixed them up. I'm sorry, BJ. I'm sorry to Jimmy. I'm sorry to all of you people.
That's right.
I had a long night last night. Right?
Well, right. I'll also say White Reaper was a band that I didn't know about and
wearing their shirt last
night. Yeah, exactly. Right up Coop's Alley from Louisville and all that. And really fun band. You know, absolutely. And boy, it just goes on and on. I mean, it seems like every month we do new music, I find something else that somebody suggested that I haven't heard of. And that's one of the great parts about this, for sure.
Yeah. Also looking forward to hearing Wingtip Sloat tonight, Frank Muffin, and Apollo 66 and Dot Dash.
That's right. So yeah. You're looking forward to hearing Wingtip Sloat now, but you'll be glad when it's over, believe me.
They're doing really well.
There's beer there, right?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah, that'll help.
I just I wanted to talk about this because it's like you said, there's hundreds of bands that I've been introduced to because of this podcast, but those are the ones that I've really fallen in love with. And Jeff Rosenstock, and then he was in Bomb the Music Industry.
Yeah.
He's a ska band called Arrogant Sons of Bastards. I'm forgetting what it is, but he has a ska band and as well. So it's a lot of he's a lot of fun. Great songwriter, big sing-along choruses. And then he had No Dream album came out last year. And this year, he recorded all ska versions of the exact same album.
I know, that's so brilliant.
Ska Dream, it really is. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
When I caught a reflection of you and me, staring back at us while frozen on the screen. Crank the white noise and pretend that we're asleep. We're asleep. Dream, 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 dream. They were separating families carelessly, under the guise of protecting you and me, jailing in a sense of hope of being afraid. Break the white noise and pretend that we're asleep. We're asleep. Dream, 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 dream. They were lining up the unsuspecting teams of celebrity. Golden bullets blast by lobbyist money.
And you know, that's an interesting point too, Coop, that when you find a band, sometimes it opens a side door to either another band that's on the same label or maybe another project they've done or a collaboration, and suddenly you're going in a whole different direction you never planned on. So I mean, I do have an old friend of mine, and I ran into him not long ago, and I won't mention his name because he's a very nice person, but he said kind of semi-condescendingly, well, you know, do you still do that podcast where you sit around and talk about the 80s and stuff? Like, well, it's a little more than that. But I just said, yeah.
That's all I have.
All right, cool.
Beautiful.
Well, you still got time left. Maybe we'll go to the bag of questions.
Or you want to donate 3 minutes to somebody else?
I can do that too.
How many hoopmos does that cost? 4 hoopmos.
All right, here's your question. What is your favorite line from The Princess Bride?
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
Very good. That's the kind of quality content you get on Rock in the Suburbs, right? All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. It's so great seeing you. And I'll just say real quickly, folks, when we did the old show, Adam was the first listener who I met in person.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Because I had a connection to Louisville, so I was back in Louisville for a visit. And somehow, I can't remember what was the deal, but it was like, I think you said, hey, let's go get a beer or whatever. You're going to be in Louisville. I don't know how it worked out. But anyway, it did. Mm-hmm. And we had a nice time. And yeah. That was my first real life experience, I think.
Oh, great. Right? Yeah. It was mine too. We went to Hilltop Tavern next to Guest Room Records.
Sure.
And we sat there and it was just like a 2-hour podcast. We talked about music the whole time.
Yeah. Right? I remember when that happened and I was like, he actually showed up, Jim. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's right.
When that happened and the first time Bud Verge sent us a care package, those were two moments that were very important and like, wow, this maybe isn't such a bad idea.
No. We're so happy that everyone's here. We really are.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing. I think it's going to take me a few days to even process it, right?
Well, yeah. I got home last night and my wife asked me, what was it like? And I was just like, I don't know. Right. I couldn't really say anything because I was processing all the different people and stuff. She's like, were you yelling? And no, I was just talking straight for 6 straight hours.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm trying. I took a bunch of videos of the after party last night down in the hotel.
Ooh. Good.
Oh, man. For those of you that weren't there, sorry, Patrick. No, it was amazing.
Was it?
Everybody was singing along.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it was great. There were some people in the bar not associated with the podcast that were like, what is going on?
Right.
Who just walked in? Yeah. Take over.
It was wonderful. I kept waiting for some, security guard to come over and be like, hotel security, be like, what are you people doing? Get the hell out of here.
Well,
it didn't happen. Well, they let us keep carrying on.
At one point, I think it was during Hey Jude, I looked over and the two bartenders were singing along as well.
That's awesome. Great. It was wonderful. So
it was a great time. Looking forward to 2 more days of it.
All right. So here's what we want to know from the listeners. Tell us about bands or artists that you have been turned on to through this podcast, right? So there you go. The timer has spoken. But anyway, you can call
612-440-1984.
Yeah. Or email rock@suburbspod.com or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Adam Koop.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. They're good people.
Smarter than us.
Yeah. And better than us.
Yeah.
So
we're just going to leave now.